It's the All Saints podcast for everything Brackley Town. Brackley Town.
Following Brackley Town, on and off the pitch.
This is the All Saints podcast.
Listen here for all the latest Brackley Town news, interviews, competitions, trivia and much, much more.
Meantime, last weekend, it was 6 points from six and a brilliant week, to be honest, for the Saints, of course, and that long trip up to the North East. And, of course, the players travelled up, we said on the show last week, actually travelled up on Friday afternoon and stayed, I think it was Darlington they stayed in, if I remember. Yeah, stayed in Darlow on Friday night, that night before travel. That paid off, of course, with a great 1-0 win. And just looking now as the Hereford players are just making their way through, I can just see the big metal case of kit and water bottles just come past now as Hereford players make their way down to the dressing rooms this afternoon, past the big glass doors. But yes, that big trip, of course, up to the North East, and it paid off. We never normally do too well up there, to be honest, but it was a 1-0 win. And here's the thoughts of Gavin Cowan speaking to the media after the game.
Gavin, coming off the back of a 1-0 victory here, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, great result. I think the lads were impeccable today. You know, with the way we set up, the game strategy of what we wanted to implement was they did it to a T. You know, thank God we stuck to our task, lots of focus and concentration. But it's all credit to the players. You know, they just carried out the game plan brilliantly. You know, you play against a team like South Shields, we know coming here, they're going to like a lot of the ball. You know, very, very good side in a false position, in my book. You know, really good technically. Great patterns in possession, and we just felt like, you know, we needed to have the game plan going into the game and making sure that we hurt them when the ball turned over. I think, you know, we're really pleased because we've invested a lot into this weekend as a football club. We're trying to evolve. You know, we're really lucky and thankful to the football club that, you know, we've managed to have an overnight stay this weekend. You know, it's been a huge distance to come. You know, it's been really great preparation for us. So, you know, just to get that goal at the end there was really rewarding with all of the efforts that have been put into this weekend. And, you know, huge thank you to all the supporters who have made, you know, what is a really, really long journey. And, you know, they'll have to go all the way back now. So financially and time-wise, you know, we're really thankful to our supporters who really turned out in their numbers compared to what, you know, I imagined would happen. So thanks to all of them.
And now, obviously, looking forward, we've got Tuesday coming up, which obviously gives us a different kind of challenge, but obviously something that we look forward to moving forward and get, obviously, back-to-back wins, hopefully, moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, three clean sheets on the spin for us now, so we're really focused on that. It's a really good turn in the last few games. You know, we've got some great momentum, but again, the games just don't get any easier. You know, Rush Hall, real tough test. And it's a quick turnaround from a long journey this weekend, so we need to make sure we're conditioned right, make sure the lads are working on their recovery. You know, there's a few in there now that will be feeling it a little bit, so You know, it might be a bit of a change around come Tuesday night, but like I say, it's relentless, the league. 8 games to go now, so we're fully focused, but you know, it's really pleased and thankful to be able to get the result here today.
Perfect. Cheers, Gavin. Safe trip home.
Thanks, mate.
Absolutely brilliant there. Of course, Gavin talking after that 1-0 win in the North East. And like you said, it's relentless at the minute. And I was chatting to one of the stewards, actually, before the show. And we're looking at other fixtures. And this fixture, we'll come back to that, we're going to win, lose or draw in a bit. But there's other fixtures coming up. But of course, it's a relentless schedule. And there's no easy game in this league. You know, Brackley's running probably one of the more difficult out of all the other teams up there at the top half of the table. But there is no easy games at all for any team. And who'd have thought, what was it, about 5-6 weeks ago, you know, just on the edge of the playoffs, at the wrong side. You know, everyone's, you know, there's certain people calling for the gaffer's head and stuff like that. And suddenly, you know, it's not going to happen, to be honest, looking at the fixtures today. But potentially a win today could put Brackley second at 5 o'clock tonight. That's how close and how ridiculous this league is at times. Talk more about the fixtures later on, of course, when we cover win, lose or draw. I mean, that's just up and down as well. But, of course, Tuesday night, the trip to the West Midlands and the glamour of Walsall, if you can say such a thing. And, of course, a brilliant 2-0 win against some Russian Olympic. We think, but it's now been confirmed or given, that Danny Newton and Morgan Roberts with the goals. Of course, Danny Newton, of course, having one disallowed as well, with that legendary bit of commentary we'll play in a minute. But after the game, in and out of the lights, it was like being at a rave. But yes, I caught with Gavin, bit of a chat and his thoughts on the game.
So Gavin, big 3 points on the road tonight, and a very important 3 points as well, looking round.
Yeah, I think this stage of the season, you know, it's, every point is going to play a massive part in what happens at the end of the season. So, yeah, we knew it would be a tough game coming here tonight. It's been difficult in terms of the preparation, but you know, we've prepared really well for what was a really long trip Saturday. Utilised the squad tonight and came out very deserving of this.
Indeed, I mean, definitely, two non-contenders goal of the season, but this time of year, every goal counts, and it's great to see the lads taking them.
Yeah, I can't even tell you who scored, to be honest. It's, I think they're all trying to claim them, but listen, like you say, this stage of the season, you know, it's, they all count. And I think, you know, from our perspective, I think, you know, we totally deserve the win. It was very professional tonight, really well drilled, professional performance, total credit to the players.
Definitely, I mean, you mentioned the squad thing, and obviously the long trip to South Shields on Saturday, you know, a localish trip tonight. You know, how important is it to be utilising that squad, especially now in the business end of the season?
Yeah, I think it was our last midweek game. I think we might have, obviously, Easter Monday. It's good timing. We might have Easter Monday. But, you know, in terms of going week to week, it helps us now in terms of our conditioning. It means that everybody is fit in the building. Just need to look after everybody now after, you know, what has been, you know, quite probably 3 games in 7 days or whatever it may be. So it's listen, we've got to really lucky. We've got a brilliant medical team, as the physios, Matt, you know, very, very good. Lads are very professional in making sure that they do the things that they need to be doing. So we'll just keep drilling that mentality of professionalism, keep taking it a game at a time. We're 7 to go now, so we just need to keep this run going.
I mean, looking around the league tonight as well, there's been some big results that have, in a way, helped us. But how important is it just to keep that focus now?
Haven't seen the results as yet. Just, you know, really focused on what it is that we do. But I'll have a little look on the way home. And like I say, just everything tonight was about 3 points. Really thankful. Just the lads that came in tonight were excellent. You know, Gaz, the skipper, coming in after was a brilliant performance by the back three. You know, good. But getting long journeys, you know, this surface, we had to make sure that we're looking after our players going into the running. And I thought Owen Evans came in, was excellent. Dan Turner, of course, he's been impatiently patient. You know, it's been really tough for him to be on the sideline, and he's been up the ultimate professional, working really hard, really sharp. He's been coming on. Just thought he was excellent tonight. You know, real hard performance from him, very professional, and you know, a lot of trust within the group. So really pleased with them lads, and it helps us give a couple of others some rest, and then, you know, hopefully we can have a fully fit squad going into Saturday.
Definitely, and like you said before, you know, every game's a cup final. You know, big game back at St James Park on Saturday against Hereford's, you know.
Yeah, they don't get any easier. You know, like tonight was a particular task, and Hereford will be a different task, of course. But, you know, it'd be great to be at home again. Hopefully we can get all the supporters out to come and really try and rally us on. But it's going to be another difficult game. We've got to try and stay focused, try and stay professional, and keep taking it as a game at a time, as the old cliche is.
Brilliant. Well, thanks a lot, and well done tonight, Gavin.
Thank you, mate.
Absolutely there. Gavin Cowan, chat to me after that win on Tuesday night under the lights at Rushall. And like I said, lovely club and amazing hospitality as well. Really, really friendly bunch. And hopefully they stay in the National League North. Obviously, they've got a few little issues with ground grading, but really lovely little friendly club. And just all the people there, just so nice.
Following Brackley Town, on and off the pitch.
This is the All Saints podcast.
And in the meantime, we've got somebody very special in the venue. We have... Her mum's completely oblivious as well, despite sitting next to me as well. Cooey. Hello, Donna. Camera one, I'm talking about your daughter. Yes, hello. Yes, we've got somebody special in the venue. Super fan Robin. Munching away for a chocolate. What have you got today? What's that? Is that Copperberg? No? Oh, Apple Tango. Well, it's still the same, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, something very magical is happening this weekend, isn't it? Yes? Is there anything magical happening? Now, I need to get my vaguely conscious studio audience. Fred! We need you. There you go. Are you ready? Because it is Superfan Robin's birthday. There you go. Happy birthday, dudette. Yes, there you go. When is your birthday? Is it today? It's Monday. You can open it now. Oh, look at that. That's yours. There you go. Superfan Robin. It's her birthday. Sitting here with her lovely mum, Donna. We've also got Sienna, daughter of Will Grossoff, our commercial manager, sitting with us as well. This could all go wrong now between now and 2 o'clock. But in the meantime, we're in the venue. Let's talk about what's going on at the place to be in Brackley. The 30th of March. Easter Saturday. Look at see, I know these things. Easter Saturday. I'm just seeing what... Oh, Robin just gave Freddie a little hug there in the corner of the studio. Yes. Of course, 30th of March, we've got our 60s, 70s and 80s disco down here as well. And, of course, so much more coming, of course, the Brilliant Saints Community Project as well. Granny Club, as we lovingly call it. Of course, it's every Wednesday down here at 10 o'clock. And I come down on Wednesday lunchtime now and sit with Keith and Dan and Pete and various others. Driver was down here the other week, actually, having his lunch. It was great to sit down there and just great to see so many people in the community. And the venue is now becoming again that real community hub. Lots of events coming up and lots of events being booked. Watch this space for that one. Talking about that, but in the meantime, watch this space. Loads of things now coming up in the next few weeks and months here at the venue. The place to be, and of course, the place to book your function as well. Get in touch with the club and you can do it. You know, I don't know how this has sort of arisen recently, but you know, it has.
It's the All Saints podcast for everything Brackley Town.
But yes, and what else we got? Of course, next weekend, of course, it's going to be a mammoth weekend here at SJP. And it is non-league day. And played the interview on the Wednesday thingy the other week. Of course, it's Sunday league day as well next weekend. There's no Premier League fixtures because of all the international break. So it's an initiative every year that to get fans in non-league football. Down at Brackley, we've got a brilliant thing and we've got a day. And there is so much going on next Saturday down here. It is unbelievable. I've got to turn, actually, to the programme, the brilliant programme, and so what's going on. Of course, it's £10 for season ticket holders of all Premier League and Football League clubs. I'm really worried now as a small person right next to my cables. Also, live music from the brilliant Harry Payne. There's also a bit of a half-time game out on the pitch, food and drink, a mini football tournament as well. And it's going to be media chaos here in the venue, because not only me doing the All Saints Show live from here next Saturday afternoon, we've also got the In the Stiffs podcast here, which you haven't seen, is Gavin Cowan, the manager. He does a little podcast as well. It's brilliant. And he's taking it so seriously, he's bringing a coach load down from Shrewsbury. Yep. They're running a coach. I'm just going to chuck that over there, Donna, because I'm really scared. Really scared. There's a bite of Apple Tango sitting right behind my laptop. And lots of small people. But yes, and Gavin, he's bringing a coach load of fans down from his native Shrewsbury. They're going to update. In the Stiffs are going to be doing the podcast live from here as well. So it's going to be great. Come down. It's going to be a fantastic afternoon next week for non-league day. There you go. Nodding and agreeing there. In the meantime, of course, I mentioned this on the Wednesday show. Of course, if you missed it, I do this shambles on a Wednesday afternoon as well. I do the 2 till 4 thingy every Wednesday afternoon, ironically from 2 till 4, with Fred and his joke of the day, that groundbreaking piece of radio. But of course, I didn't realise Tuesday doing the commentary with Tim. And, you know, Murray Walker, you know, the car in the lead is definitely the one in front and stuff like that. I didn't realise what happened. And put into context, it didn't do the afternoon show and you listen to the commentary. And like we said, apologies as well for our commentary dipping in and out. We had We had basically one bar. I think the Wi-Fi router. Yeah, we were in the press box at Rushall in Walsall. I think the Wi-Fi router was in Hull. That's how far away it was, how weak the connection was. We ended up running off my phone to actually get things going. And Chris Timon, he was next to me. It was me, Tim Carroll, Chris Timon up in the press box. And yes, we ended up running off our phones to get things happening on air. But of course, we're turning up at this point, desperately trying to work out on the VO camera what was going on. We still can't figure out what was going on with the goals, but we've mentioned that, we've crossed that bridge. But the third goal went in. No doubt at all, Danny Newton and the Lino. Yeah, I'm old school, still call them Linos. Lino on the dugout side where we were. It was literally like Sunday League, the third sub that didn't want to do it. I don't normally knock Mac officials. And he turned up, you know, he got the kit on, stuff like that. So we've got to give him 10. But literally, flag up, not sure, flag down, flag up, not sure, flag down, not sure. The second goal, flags up, referee overruled him, job done, goal. Third goal, and it's in. And this is the clip of the goal of me celebrating the goal, and then quite bluntly pointing out that he might have got something right. Here we go, is the audio from Tuesday night.
A little notch in the back, appeal, a trip. And a great advice there for the referee is now Morgan Roberts. Morgan Roberts, surrounded by amber shirts, finds George Carline. Roberts, get in, it's there! And this time there is no doubt at all, it is an offside.
And I think, I'm trying to get a T-shirt done because, you know, I'm like that. Anyway, it was disallowed, but 2-0 win and 3 points on the board.
Following Brackley Town, on and off the pitch.
This is the All Saints podcast.
Of course, don't forget, of course, next Saturday night. Hey, you fancy a boogie? We all do. Of course, 67 is 80s music, of course, at the venue with the RST Roadshow. Tickets just a fiver for a disco next Saturday afternoon. And next Saturday afternoon? Oh, crikey, they've cultured. I know somebody that went to a rave the other week because they're in their, you know, mid-20s. It's an afternoon rave. It starts at 11, finishes at 6. Then what are the days? But, of course, as well, even better, 8th of June. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Freddie Mercury is here. Of course, the Freddie Mercury tribute night. Tickets just £12. Doors open from 7. It's going to be absolutely brilliant night. I've seen the videos of that. It's going to be fantastic. And looking forward to that. Get your tickets, of course, from the venue. Or, of course, on our website, BracketownFC.co.uk. It is manic. It is non-league day. This is the All Saints show. I'll be back with more things going on, including win, lose, or draw after this.
It's the All Saints podcast for everything Brackley Town.
We've still got to do win, lose, or draw. Have a look at the fixtures. You might hear the noise in the background. I've just been introducing in the stiffs. I say a massive thank you to Simon and Desley and Archie, who's one of the mascots this afternoon, friend of the station, who actually drove the desk during that. You hear the club in the background, the guys from in the stiffs, or at least two-thirds, because Gavin Cowan's busy. I've just talked to all over the ad break. I really do apologise. It's such mayhem here this afternoon now. Do apologise. Yes, of course, got the guys from in the stiffs on the stage now. They're talking, they're doing bits and pieces. We're going to talk Mendoza draw after this.
Oh, he's back, oh, crazy, he's back, oh, man.
It's the All Saints podcast.
It's win, lose or draw with Banny.
Win, lose or draw last week, the worst competition in local radio. And it is. Actually, it's not. It is the bestest competition local radio ever, to be honest, because not only did I win last week, I won by a country mile and got a record score in the competition. Hashtag Jeremy Clarkson smug face. Here we go. Yes, 20 points last week. It's not helping me though, but it is the little 1-2 at the top, Pete and Carla. Pete's gone back top, 2 points clear of Carla. I'm catching up though, 8 points adrift. Who knows what's going to happen there? But of course, if we lose a draw, that flaming cat trophy is not going to be in my living room anymore. Well, I don't know actually. I don't know whether to sabotage myself or not. Bonus points, of course. It was a big scoring week actually. Pete got 8 right, Andy got 8 right, Ruby got 8 right as well. Old Apple Pay, he got 6 right. Dave Watts, you ain't going to get no points this week because you ain't sent me your scores. You know, hashtag, you snooze, you lose. That's the way it works on that one. Dave Watts isn't going to be there. In the meantime, that is about it for the All Saints show. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you. See you soon. Ta-da!